أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون. This is the 10th ruku' of Surah Al-Baqarah. In this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions 8 injunctions that were given to the Bani Israel. And these 8 injunctions also apply to us. And the Bani Israel were made to take a promise and a covenant that you will adhere to these injunctions and you will fulfill these injunctions. But then, for the exception of a few of them, most of them turned away and they did not fulfill those injunctions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And remember when we had taken the promise and the covenant of the Bani Israel, لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The first injunction was, you will not worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important thing in a person's life is that he does not commit any act of disbelief or any type of shirk where he ascribes any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. The second injunction, show kindness to your parents. You find in the Quran Sharif, even in Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about his rights, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the parents' rights. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, you worship no one but him, and you show kindness to your parents. To show you the importance of the rights of the parents, how kind a person has to be and how much of consideration a person needs to show to his parents. So this is the second injunction. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. Third injunction, show kindness to your relatives, your family members. Fourth injunction, show kindness to the orphans. Fifth injunction, show kindness, consideration and compassion to the destitutes, the poor people. The sixth injunction, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak in a beautiful manner to people. When you have to speak, always speak in a very appropriate, a very beautiful manner, an acceptable manner, a respectable manner. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Seventh and eighth is establish salah and give zakat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave you this injunction, we had taken a promise from you that you're going to adhere to this and you accepted. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ. But then you turned your backs except for a few of you. The bulk of you, all of you turned away. وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِدُونَ. And this is your habit, that you will turn away. That is your way of life. You will make a promise. You say you're going to do it, but then you still won't do it. Now if you have to examine these 8 injunctions, they are so important aspects of our lives, but a lot of times we're not cognizant of these things. So you have to be, remember when it comes to our deen, you have to be alert, you have to be awake, especially in this day and time of fitna and fasad. If you're going to be sleeping, you're just going to be living a haphazard life, and you're just going to be continuing, you don't know where you're going to fall. You don't know where your enemy is going to trap you. In every era, there has been challenges. But the ulama explain that this era, the challenge is on our faith and on our iman. There were challenges in every era. People, there were always People had made an effort to try and sway people away from deen, to deprive them of their values, of their morals. But in this era, the challenge is of your iman. This is a time to protect your iman. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already told us over 1400 years ago that fitnas are going to come. يُسْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ فِيهِ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. That in the morning, a person will have iman. But during the course of the day, he will lose his iman. So iman will be lost so easily that by the night, he'll be a kafir. Sometimes, he will enter the night as a mu'min, as a believer, he's got his iman. But during the course of the night, he'll do something, he'll view something, he'll say something, he'll get involved in something, by which he will lose his iman, and in the morning he will be a kafir. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already warned his ummah. He warned the ummah that these difficult times are coming. So you be careful, be cognizant, you don't fall into all of this. Because if you lose your iman, remember, you lost your iman, you lost everything. The man's most valuable asset is iman. He can lose everything in the world. He can lose all his wealth. He can lose his family members. He can lose his health. He can lose his life. But as long as he's got his iman, there's success for him. There's salvation for him. There's hope for him because he got iman. Everything else is gone. Look at the people of Gaza. Some of them literally lost everything. But the iman, they're still holding firm to it. That man still got a smile on his face. And he's still saying, Alhamdulillah, yeah, one small thing happens. People are falling down. They can't get a nervous breakdown. Man has to be hospitalized. Man needs to go on medication. Small thing. If you really look at this thing, small something, just some loss happened. He can't take it. It's finished. So what is the power that those people got? It's the power of iman. And the power of Quran, and that is what we are lacking, that power of iman, that yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes even if you're saying it, it's just a repetition of words. It has not really entered deep down within our hearts. It has to really come to the crevice of our hearts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's first injunction is, La ta'buduna illallah. You worship no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From a very young age, a small child is already exposed to kufr. Look at the way the system has been designed. That small child is going to school. He's just maybe 2 or 3 years in the school. Already they're teaching him about other religions. They're teaching him about Christianity. They're teaching him about Hinduism. And that religion is presented in a very appealing way to that young innocent mind, a very appealing way that religion is presented to him. Hey, this sounds good. This is Hinduism. This sounds good. This is Christianity. Allah protect. If that child is not given that proper upbringing and the parents do not instill that values of iman in his mind and in his heart, you don't know where along the line that child is going to lose his iman. You don't know what's going to happen to him. You see, there is one principle in the books of aqidah and beliefs. To be pleased with kufr is also kufr. So if someone accepts kufr, and this is a normal thing, it's very frightening. Sometimes you even feel difficult to speak about it because a lot of people, when you speak to them, you make out that they don't really have a problem with kufr. No, that man, whatever it is, his belief, that's his problem. But he's a very good person. You'll hear people even saying things like, hey, you know what, he's better than a lot of Muslims. How can that man be better than a Muslim? If that man is a kafir, he's an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever humanitarian work he does, that doesn't really matter. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to have iman. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humanitarian work, he'll get some benefit in the dunya. But the akhirat, there's no benefit. So this is something, remember, endorsing kufr and accepting kufr. As kufr, that TK, it's fine, it's kufr, let it go, never mind, you don't need to worry about it. You just carry on. I'm not saying you must do it, but you must respect him for his belief. You must respect him for the path that he has taken. is a very, very dangerous, very, very dangerous statement. This is something that can border on kufr and disbelief, because you are pleased. We'll just conclude with the hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who sees any evil, I'm not talking about kufr, any evil, then he should change it with his hand. If he cannot change it with his hand, then he must change it with his tongue. And if he cannot stop it and change it with his tongue, then at least he must have it in his heart that this is evil, this is filth, this is something that is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I could stop it, I would stop it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the lowest level of iman. If you can't do anything and you can't say anything, you're only doing it with your heart. That's the lowest level of iman. It's the weakest level of iman. There is a fear. If you don't even have that in your heart, then maybe you will not even have iman. May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.